In that song, though, there's a part where it sounds like a ticking of a clock.
It's probably, yeah. Sometimes you have to just keep a very simple time for pieces of music where there are big holes, yeah. You know, so the other guys know exactly that this is where we are together. And it is just like a second hand just going around. You know?
Yeah, and yeah. I was listening to it because it's a very long song, yeah. And I was doing some work on the side. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I realized I was hearing a...
Yeah, you've got to... When you've got, I mean, sort of like... Bum, 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 do, do, that's another guy. So when the next bum, yeah. bum, bum, you've got to make sure that it's all together. And if you don't have a reference point,
right.
Then you're going to get different impressions of what the time is. And they can be so far apart from each other that it won't be tight. So, you know, you are the timekeeper. You are the metronome of the band. And you have to give little signals. You have to give little signals so everyone knows, okay, that's the beat. The next one's going to come there. If there's no mistake, then that's the beat before it. That's the one after
okay,
it. Because
okay.
My reference point was the beat before that.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, if that little lead... maybe isn't there, then you'll get di-ding, di-ding, di-ding. You'll get different impressions.
Mm-hmm.
People's reaction times are different. Mm-hmm. Their feel is different. So somebody might feel ahead of it, somebody might feel behind it. So what you're doing, you're just holding it all together.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't need to do it. Sometimes things are very, very logical, and the space, the time between the notes is not so great. So the discrepancy will be much smaller. But when, you know, playing slow songs is the hardest thing in the world. You have more time between the beats to get it wrong. When you're playing fast, if I'm playing fast and I make a mistake, you'll never know it. If I'm playing slow and I make a mistake, everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have time to hear it, to respond to it. But if I'm going brrr, like that, and I know I've made a mistake, you'll never hear it.
Yeah.
You know? So playing slow is... more difficult, but it's more important to be precise.
Right.
There's more chances for it to go wrong.